Hello and welcome to Watch What Crap Ins, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo we'd love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is the glorious and wonderful Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
Hi, what you doing?
Just hanging out with you. We're here today to recap the McBee Dynasty. Join us on Patreon, patreon.com/watchwhatcrapins for bonus episodes, newsletter, free newsletter, I should say, ad-free listening, video, all the good stuff, Discord, patreon.com/watchwhatcrapins. And also, if you're a Game of Thrones fan, you might want to tell some people about Winter is Crappening. That, you know, that is our Game of Thrones House of the Dragon podcast. We simulcast our House of the Dragons recaps here on this feed, but we know some people just are only interested in House of the Dragons and not Bravo. So if that is the case, they can subscribe to our Winter is Crappening feed. That usually this applies to the spouses and the significant others who are watching you listen to us. And now you can throw them a bone and they can just listen purely to the Game of Thrones stuff. So Winter is Crappening. And of course we have those episodes on our feed here as well. So we had our first House of the Dragons episode up earlier this week. That being said, let's get into McBee Dynasty, and let's also like actually have a moment of silence for Ladies of London, which has been officially put on pause after its like return season that was so tremendous. I believe it was the best show that Bravo has put on this year. And I think it's like a true travesty that this show is on pause, and also that Miami is on pause. I don't know what's going on over there. I know ratings are an issue, but like, let's also like, can we focus on shows that are great too? And like, even though they have low ratings, I know it's a business, but come on. This is ridiculous.
And having to say that that show is put on pause is the same day we're talking about McBee Dynasty, of all things, that's in its third season. Like, that is literally crazy. And I think it just highlights the injustice in the world. And that's it. Okay? Give your show, you made a brilliant show. Give it a chance, you guys. Give it a chance to flower.
Yeah, give it a chance to flower. And also, audience, like, this goes around to you too. If you're not watching Ladies of London, like, you're missing out. Like, it's up to the audience to show up for the good stuff as well. And so people show up and show Bravo that we deserve these shows, because otherwise we'll get stuck with more of this McBee Dynasty bullshit. Like, this show is so bad. And I think people think that I'm like hating on it to be funny, to give like a funny recap. But I like genuinely hate this show. And like the fact that it's like just on, and like while Miami and Ladies of London are just on the bench, is such an injustice. It's just not right, everyone. It is not right.
Just stand up, vote, go watch Ladies of London on streaming. Do whatever you can.
Make a change. Come on, everyone. Make a change. I'm bummed.
But, you know, Frances, who heads up programming over there, was giving an interview where she was saying, you know, we found success with things like McBee Dynasty and, you know, that sort of audience, and which is why they're doing their, like, Ladies of Bernie or whatever, you know, which is coming up, which I get, you know, and I'm a Texan. That sounds really fun to me. I think it's probably going to be a good show, but then you're casting totally Aaron Grease in that show, who was so vile and racist on Big Brother. They literally had to change how they do things on Big Brother because of her. And that's what you're bringing back? Like, come on.
Yeah, it's not fair. It's not fair. But as long as McBee Dynasty is here, you know, why not tear it apart, right? So here we are.
Well, yeah, I enjoy McBee Dynasty. I think it's funny. And the reason is Galena. And to a lesser extent, Masha. And this episode is season 3, episode 2, Night of the Living Russians, which, yes, I'm in. Finally, we get to see Galena with her shovel, which is really all I've been asking for.
She does good work with a tool. So it's 3 days since the sentencing of Stephen McBee Jr. I don't know why we have to keep on tracking it. He got sentenced. It's okay. Like, we don't need to keep that timer up.
The whole not having Daddy McBee on the show is a problem. you know?
Yeah.
And I think that they're maybe doing it for legal reasons. I mean, I don't know, on his end. He probably doesn't want to get himself in any more trouble than he's already in, but just talking about him over and over and having him be this invisible character, but we're going to his house to bring him stuff. And it's just weird. He needs to be on this show. That disgusting man needs to be on this show. It's kind of the point of the show, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, like, if he's not going to be on the show, then we don't need constant updates on, like, when he's going to jail. Like, it's fine.
But it affects me and our entire family. How dare you? So we're at the fulfillment center. And Steven is bragging to his new, you know, Calla lookalike girlfriend that he's like, look, it's a fulfillment center. Look, I made a logo. Look at that. She's like, wow, you are so talented, Steven. You are so amazing.
I've been at the ranch. I've been at the ranch for like a few days now. And like, as far as dating, we're both kind of like 0 to 100. Like, we had an insane emotional connection on Instagram. Like, you'd send a gift and I would send a gift. And I was like, oh my God, soulmates. And I was like, dear God, I hope that the physical is there too. And it was the best two pumps of my life. You know, if that's what I will say. Best 20 seconds of my life.
Steven, man, 20 seconds. Damn. So now Allie is showing Steven a bottle and she's like, he says, oh, those are oyster pills. You know what those do? That's what it's called when it makes you want to have sex, an aphrodisiac or something. And she's like, oh, I think naturally I have that when it comes to you. I don't even need any oyster pill. All I really need is these cameras. So keep them rolling, boys.
Steven tells us, it is so nice of Allie. It's different. It's not what I'm used to. I mean, for once, I finally get to be with a blonde girl with big tits and a lot of makeup on her face. God, so nice to try new things.
Finally, I get to be with someone who looks exactly like my mother that I can have sex with that'll pretend she is interested in oyster pills.
I know. I mean, like, talk about Erin Grease. I mean, this girl looks just like her. It's kind of wild. There really is a type. So Steven is like, there's so much going on in our lives and I'm just trying to be present, Allie. And I promise you, I am trying. So yeah.
He's like, at least it's not the other blonde that we all know from this show that I brought onto this show.
I mean, this whole episode is like trying to villainize Calla. I mean, team Calla still. Like, I wish Calla was here to tell you idiots off. That's what the season is missing. I need Calla. Sure
she'll be here.
They will ship her in at some point. That's what they did all last season. They kept on being like, remember this girl? I was like, no, I don't. I didn't watch the first season and I don't care to know who this new person is. So Allie is like, she's holding up some tallow and she's like, I'm going to try this tallow. And then do you shave your face with it? Do you shave your face with tallow? And he's like, what do you mean shave my face? He's like, well, never mind. They're talking about tallow and shaving or whatever. And
she says she shaves her face. And he's like, what? She's like, yeah, because peach fuzz, you know? He's like, oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Well, I never had to worry about that, I guess.
So then she's saying how everyone's going to go to Steven's house tomorrow because she's going to meet the whole family, guys. It's like sort of a big deal, okay? And she's been in relationships where she's moved really quick. And it's something that I just want to do different in this relationship.
What are you talking about? You're already meeting the family. You've been here 5 minutes.
I love that this whole stupid scene is taking place at a fulfillment center because I'm going to tell you this right now. There's no fulfillment happening here. Not
I hope you get it from the center.
Not between us entertainment-wise. There is no fulfillment here. So Allie's like, you know, I'm just excited. Yeah, I can't wait to meet this family. And like, I know their world right now is very chaotic and there's a lot going on. So I really have no idea what to expect. But here's what I will do. I'm going to show my teeth a lot and then hold all the babies.
I'm going to say things like this. Oh my God, you are so pretty. I can't wait to ask your mama what it's like raising 4 boys.
So she's like, do I get charged for all these products?
They it's probably like, yes. Never paid off the initial. So don't worry about it. Throw it on their tab.
Well, I'm just like, imagine her going back to Texas and like, wow, Allie, your skin looks so great. What are you doing? I'm using the Steven McBee beef tallow on my face. Like, just what everyone wants to say as part of their beauty regimen.
I only trust cow kidney fat squeezed by Casey herself.
So now we go to Steve Sr.'s house, and Jake is there, he comes in, and Masha is, he sees Masha, and he's like, I'm always running around the farm, and, you know, I do chores here and there, and occasionally, you know, I go over to the lodge and take care of animals and stuff here and there, and Masha seems to be there here and there, and it's what you would call a stage five clinger. I'm like, she is his girlfriend. I think it's not crazy that she would actually be in the house of the man that she's dating. But
Masha is also nuts, though. So he's not necessarily wrong, but it's like, she's probably got more reason to be there than you do. What are you doing here? So she's remodeling the whole place, which I love. I love Masha just coming in being like, my house now, we remodel. Especially when he's about to go to jail. Like, okay, perfect time to remodel. So she tells us that Steven's ready to go away in a few weeks and his mom is moving in. So we decided to, you know, remodel. You know, spur of the moment. We've been together a year and a half now since Galina moved out. And I do consider him my boyfriend. But does he consider you his girlfriend? That's always the question with Senior.
Yeah. I would hope so after a year and a half. So Masha's like, I was just, you know, I'm just trying to enjoy the time, and it's very sad, obviously. He needs to go away soon. So we're just losing sleep over it. I'm like, you're also probably losing sleep because Galina is throwing rocks at your window, but that's fine. So Jake is like, you're going to the Halloween party on Friday? These two people forced to do this scene together. I feel like they've never talked before in their lives.
Masha just has this confused look on her face in every scene. It's like just this lady dressed to the nines standing in the middle of a kitchen being remodeled, like, hello, yes, Halloween party. It was so traumatized last year. I don't know if I can go again. You know, you're not invited, first of all. If it's so traumatizing, then why do you immediately show up? You're so thirsty.
Because they've got nothing else to do with this group. I mean, the Halloween party happens later in the episode, and it's just the whole family just gathering to celebrate Halloween. It's just like the saddest little Halloween party you can imagine. So she says how last year Galina was very intoxicated at the Halloween party. And then Galina tells us, well, everybody was drunk, including them. They were trashed. And then Masha says that Galina was spitting in her face and screaming and cussing and punching and everything, all those things that could happen at a Halloween party.
Oh, well, she was so cocky and arrogant and constantly was pushing me. And Masha's like, she ran through the house and I can hear her heels going faster, faster, closer, closer. And then she gets to the bedroom and she starts to scream. And Galina's like, they blew the whole thing completely out of proportion. They called the cops.
And then there's like this mugshot that I feel like this mugshot is like you're going to print out a giant poster of it and put it on your wall, Ronnie.
It's my favorite thing. I've been sending it to people in text responses all week. I think it's so fucking funny.
Here, I'll show you. Are you asking me to put it up? I will. Sure. It's
just Galina. And she's got a big bandage on her forehead. And she's giving you like this like pouty look, like, what? So what?
She's still trying to do model pout. Like, look at me. But she's like, her eyeliner and mascara is all smeared all over her face. Her hair's a mess. She's got a bandage on her eye and she's in jail orange in her mugshot. My queen.
Well, but she has a good perspective on it, which is probably shouldn't have done it. But here we are. I did it.
So Masha's back with Jake and she's like,
I don't know, Jake. I don't know if I will go to Halloween party.
Yeah, right.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then Steven Jr. is over at his house trying to impress Allie by chopping wood. It's like, oh God, this is what we all needed. Prove his virility. And of course he can't do it. Just fucking funny.
The axe just gets stuck in there. And so she's like, you need any help over there? And she comes over and like lifts the axe out of the stump. She's like, suck it, Kala. Oh God. When I see Steven swinging that axe, he's so masculine to me in so many ways. Steven is sexy. I guess it's not so much that he's swinging the axe, more like puts the axe into the wood and then spends the rest of the time trying to pull it out to get that back part of the swing. But you know what I'm saying.
Hey, he's so manly. He's like, I can't get the axe out. I can't get the axe out of this wood. He's like, oh, what a man.
And he's like, yeah, I did like 5 logs before he even came over here. Pretty good. Pretty good. You want to marry me? You want to get married? Start popping out them children. Hopefully with penises. Let's start doing it now. I'm a man. So then they kiss. And this is supposed to be the most romantic story in the world. And it's just so creepy. I mean, before we even knew Steven's text. Like, you fucking whore. You slut. To her.
Yeah.
A few months later for dancing with somebody at Stagecoach. Even before that, it's like, oh, God. Who's thirstier in this scene? Steven showing up and pretending he's a cowboy who runs this company when he clearly doesn't. Or this girl coming on with Califace trying to convince us that she's really here because she thinks Steven is really manly.
I mean, dark horse candidate, the tree stump, being like, oh, yeah, you're going to chop me? I'm going to hold on to your axe. Talk about a stage 5 clinger. I'll tell you, and also, by the way, talk about romance. Nothing could be more romantic than when Cole took that lady, whatever her name was, to Colorado. And she's like, I never done see a mountain before. So, like, it's going to be hard to top that.
Yeah. That was what's her name again? Basically Casey. Paris. That was basically Casey. Paris. Yeah, Casey.
Never done seeing a mountain before. It's so exciting, Cole. Finally, you're proving to me that you really want something with me.
I never done see a pine tree before. What are those little earrings that has on?
Pine cones. So, Christy, meanwhile, shows up, and she's got some fall decor. Because, you know, she's probably been showing up at this house with that fall decor for many months. Like, Mom, not yet. It's June. Yeah.
Okay, I'll be back.
It's too much.
Mom, it's July.
Like, just constantly bringing in more fake leaves. It already looks like a Michael Sale section. Please stop. So she meets Allie, and I was like, oh my God, good to meet you. Can I help? Can I help you, Lily?
She's like, oh my God. Well, I'm meeting Allie for the first time, and my first impression of her is she's bubbly, she's fun, she just seems genuine, and not anything like that slut whose name I won't mention, Calla.
There is nothing about Allie that seems genuine, and I love that Christie's like, her picker is just so bad.
She's like, oh, she seems just totally great.
So Allie is doing the right thing. She's being gregarious and forthcoming with the potential mother-in-law. So she's like helping her with the fall decor. She's like, I'm Allie. Hi, everyone. Because now Jesse and other Allie arrive, and then Summer and everyone. And there's a little bit of like, I'm Allie. I'm Allie as well. Oh my God. Good to meet you, Allie. I heard there were 2 Allies. I love it. Why did they not call that show Allie and Allie? Why? Who needs a Kate? Am I right? Oh God. It's great to be part of the family now.
Yeah, and Jesse's like, I gotta admit, it is kind of weird the day that my dad gets sentenced that Steven brings in a new girl, but Steven's gonna be Steven. Yeah, well, I mean, it's the first day of shooting for a new show. I mean, the man's working it.
Yeah. Cole and Casey arrive with Blair, and they're like, oh, hi. And Casey's like, the first thing that I think of when I see Allie is, oh my gosh, she just looks like Calla. Blonde, blown out. Big hair, big boobs. I feel like I'm looking at the same person.
But you also know that you just described yourself.
I was about to say, like,
you all look like that. Yeah. There's like one of you who doesn't look like that. I mean, this family Allie definitely Prime. Has casting, you know, a casting type. So Cole's like, Allie and Calla definitely like look alike. But I just hope their personalities are different. Because Steven likes blonde girls, and he has a Pacific type, and she's definitely Pacific. And they're like, do you mean specific? Oh my God, these poor producers. Do you have to do this every episode? Cole, like, did you mean Pacific or specific? And he's like, Pacific. Like, specific. Pacific. Well, am I saying it wrong?
Technically, Pacific is an adjective, but it's not the one that he's trying to go for. So Steven, now Galina arrives with a cooler, and, she's like, I never arrive empty handed. Who else thought Masha's head was going to be in that cooler? She's acting like she's bringing in some sodas, but it's just like a severed head. And it's like awkward.
Put down the shotgun. Ah, don't want to come empty handed.
Okay. So Christy is removing this giant pelt from the kitchen table. She's like, why do you have this on your table? It is so dirty. And he's like, my deer skin. She's like, yes, get it off the table. He's like, but that's my first deer.
You don't put rugs on tables. There's not a rug is not the same as a runner.
Well, it's also something he literally killed that he's throwing on the table. And Christy's like, this is disgusting. Get away. And Galena's like, I will take. And she's like, ew, gosh, it's dirty. You don't care? She's like, I actually work here. Give me. I take. Christ's sake.
This isn't, in terms of things that are gross and dirty, this is the least offensive item in this household right now.
So Casey's like, wow, it's really weird seeing Christy and Galena in the same room since the sentencing, they're like on talking terms and stuff. And now Steven's ex-wife's here and the mistress is here and we're just missing Masha.
It was weirder than that time I saw a pine tree dressed up like a Christmas tree.
That's how pine trees look, Casey.
Oh, really? Never done seen one.
I love Galena meeting Allie. She's like, hello. She's like, oh my God, great to meet you. I've heard so much about you. She's like, really? I hope only great things. Like, yeah, of course. And she's like, well, you know, it's 50-50 combination with me, so you never know.
How many, like, awful gay things does Allie appropriate? Not that the things are awful, but like her appropriation of them are awful. How many times do you think she's just like, that is tea? Which actually
what did she just say?
No, I'm just saying, like, you just know that like Allie is probably like, gays love me. Oh my God, this is my jam. Gaga, yes. You're like, oh, please get this lady out of here.
I feel like she wouldn't have much of a gay presence. But I think it's because it's like McBee Dynasty, you know? So I'm like, do they even know gay people? Or have they heard of gay people yet? Has anybody explained gay people to them yet?
I think she has gay friends in Texas. And I feel like she, but I think because she has some gay friends, I just imagine her trying to like do gay culture things and just like totally butchering them, you know? But we'll see. I'm sure. Just give it time.
Time will tell. So Cole's like, well, you know, like, they're telling stories about Steven, basically. Like, one time Steven peed the bed, you know. Last time Steven stayed the night, we went up after and there was pee in the bed. And he's like, oh, that was not me. And Allie, of course, like, oh my God, I love this. I love embarrassing stories about my honey. And then she like grabs him and pulls him close. Like, oh, well, you're too much too fast. Why is anybody falling for this? I think if anybody was genuine in this family, they'd be like, this person is clearly a TV hog and faking this, right?
Yeah. Well, Casey's like, even though Allie and Steven's ex look alike, they act completely different. Allie's actually fun to be around, and she's a nice person. And Steven's ex is the complete opposite of that. Well, I mean, there may be some truth to that. I mean, I'm not saying that Allie's a good person, but she probably is a little bit more fun than Calla, because Calla was truly not fun to be around ever. So maybe they're just like happy it's not someone like Droopy Dog complaining all the time. So Steven's like,
well, I say we go out and make some s'mores here. Wouldn't take that long to get the fire going.
So now they're going to go outside and start a fire, which is, I feel like they start a fire every episode. So this is today's fire. And they're going to set up some s'mores and the fire explodes.
Once again, Steven's like, wow, this is not even comparable to Calla. I mean, this is crazy. Like, she's so good with the family. And then you guys really have a lot of time to talk about Calla. It's been every single scene that you guys are sitting here talking about Calla. Team Calla, you guys are such fucking losers. If Calla is that bad, then why don't you just erase Calla instead of every single thing? Like, even the mom's like, wow, I mean, this is different. I'm just not used to like having so much fun with Steven's blonde. But here we are.
Yeah.
You raised a pig, okay? You raised a fucking pig, and now you're all blaming Calla for this. This one's going to end up the same way. And it's not because it's a she. It's because of your son.
Yeah. So So then inside the house, Allie's like, he keeps saying, I have big plans for us, which is really sweet. And he is so thoughtful, that Stephen McBee. And like with boys, I mean, you just never know if they don't have sisters. I mean, how they're gonna be, right? And Colleen's like, yes, it is definitely from you, Christy. You are a great mother. Look at me, friends with Christy again. Christy's like, I do not claim you.
No, but seriously, I was like, I told him, I cannot wait to meet your mom. Like, I mean, you must have an amazing mom, I told him, because you are amazing and your mom must be amazing. She's like, yeah, well, thank you. Wow, this is so different than that Jezebel Delilah Cal. Whose name I won't say. Cal.
Allie, if you really wanted to make an impression, you would have brought a 64-ounce coffee latte, whatever, iced latte for Kirstie. That's how you really get into this family. Yeah. But yeah, so they all love her. And Casey's like, yeah, he texted me and was like, I'm going to date her. And then I texted him back and said, does she know that? Does she want that? And I was like, oh.
So outside, Steven's making the s'mores. And he's like, you guys won't get the women.
It's time for some s'mores.
So he's talking about how much is going on. He's talking to Cole. He's like, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, Cole. I get a little nervous because we can't screw this big deal up or the farm is going down. Like, okay, what's this week's the farm is going down story? And Cole's like, well, wait, I'll handle billings this week. You ain't got to worry about it because I do everything at this here farm. Now, you're not even really here. I'm the big man of this farm. I ain't going to be bossed around by you.
Yeah, so Cole tells us, while Stephen was off in Fairytale World, I set up a meeting with the son-in-law of a very successful business guy named Dr. Billings, and they definitely have the resources and the ability to buy HQ and the grain bins. I was like, why does Dr. Billings sound like the villain in some, like, children's book?
Yeah, it really does.
Dr. Billings is coming here to take away the town farm. But yeah, Dr. Billings.
Yeah, so Cole's telling us, you know, they're in real trouble. The bank's breathing down their necks, and we got stuff going on with Dad's situation. And Steven's like, yeah, with Dad's situation, we can't mess around. I can't have this deal fall through. I'm going to do it. I'm going to be there. And I'm not saying you need to hand it off, but maybe give me a little bit. I need to do something on camera besides let Mom put fall leaves in my house that are made out of plastic. Okay. And Cole's like, but I've been doing everything. You've been off of Fairytale Land. This is my deal with Dr. Billings. You ain't going to take it.
I kind of feel like one issue that the show has is that so much kind of just hinges on the future of this farm. But I don't know if the show has done enough to make us actually care about the farm. Maybe if you watch from season one, you would care. But I really find that I don't care what happens with this farm. And there's so much talk about, like, we're going to lose the farm. We're going to lose, then what? Then what happens if we lose the farm? And I'm like, I don't care. Like, I'm because also, like, we've seen this happen so many times on these shows, on all Bravo shows. We're going to lose this house. We're going to lose this thing. We're going to lose this car. And everyone, it's like very low stakes for me. I know it's actually very high stakes, but it feels very low stakes to me. I don't know why. I just don't connect with like, their business concerns.
Well, it's hard to even believe it's successful at all because they keep talking about how successful it is, but every single year they're losing everything. They're not making the deals they're supposed to. You know, it's like this, if we don't make this deal, we are not going to get anything. And then they don't make the deal. And then this year we don't get this, and then they don't get it. Well, but then if this doesn't happen, and then it doesn't happen. And then Dad might be arrested, but surely that won't happen. And then he is. And then it's like all these millions of dollars that they're having to pay. It's like, is there any success? And then finding out that Stephen, in this episode, we find out that Cole isn't full of shit, that he really has been making all the deals, and he has been the one setting up all the deals that are bringing in the millions. I mean, granted, it's selling everything off, so he's basically running an estate sale, but still, he's the one doing it, and Steven's not even around for any of this shit. Like, Steven is like, well, it's time to start shooting again, so I'm going to get some, you know, phony girl with a Richard Nixon version of Calla's face, you know, that rubber mask they always used to rob banks in 80s movies. I'm just gonna like get one of those faces made for this girl and bring her on here, and you know, we're gonna shoot her. It's just so like, you guys even trying to pretend this is real anymore? Who cares about your fucking farm?
So Cole is really upset, and he's like, I spent the whole year grinding out and fixing everything I could, and I'm going to let you know how it's going, but I don't need you stepping in and trying to overtake every situation I'm in and everything I'm involved with, okay? Because they don't need two of us to try to say things, try to figure out who the boss man is, because I had the seal going. I'm going to fish, and I'm a big boy. And Steven's like, no, I understand that, but I don't know if you understand everything that we put into this office build out and the grain bin. And all the things like that, like the dribble door, because I was there during construction phase, and I could talk to them. I could tell them exactly what everything is worth.
So Cole's like, yeah, but then every time they show the construction phase, they just show all the other brothers actually doing the work. And you don't see Steven in there, I don't think, in any of those pictures. No. But he's always like, I'm the one there making deals. And Cole's like, no, I'm doing it. You better let me do it. I'm the man now. And he's like, okay, well, fine. You know what? If this deal falls through, there's no other buyers. He's like, you don't think I know that? You don't think since last year when my daughter was born, this is the most important thing that I keep this farm for my family, my daughter? I want Blair to inherit this farm. Oh, my God. I want Blair to inherit a horse that she can ride the fuck away from you crazy people on.
I want Blair to, go off and work at, JP Morgan or something. Just get out of here. So then we go, and I want that at 2 years old. I want her to be a little bomb.
Literally,
baby.
Yeah. I want her to be like, whoop, look at that. I'm shockingly already in college. Bye. Just leave. Be gone.
So now we go to Christy's house, and there's a sign on the mantle that says, grandkids spoiled here. It's just a giant, I don't know, giant dispenser of lattes. So Casey is holding Blair. I'm very always preoccupied with her giant lattes.
So Allie and Casey are both over there hanging out with babies and Christy, and they're talking about how Masha texted Christy, and they're like, what? Why would Masha? I mean, that's too much energy. They're like, what? Masha texted you? You shouldn't even text Masha back. You're too good of a woman for Masha. She's like, yeah, I don't even want to give that any attention. Here's the text. Hi, Christy, it's Masha. I wanted to let you know I've been thinking about you and your family. I know you've been lately. I hope you find time to meet in private. I'd love to hear from you. Please let me know what works. I don't even understand that. What the hell does that even mean? I'm not talking to her. They're like, yeah, you shouldn't talk to her. She's like, yeah, because you know what? I don't like the way she treated Galena.
What?
Galena was your cleaning lady who slept with her husband and then ran away. Oh, Christy. Oh, Christy.
Stephen and Galena were together. Then Galena was helping Masha out, and they were friends, very good friends. And then her and Steve got together.
So she doesn't like that that she double-crossed Galena. She's standing by girl code, etc.
Well, she also likes Galena now because Galena has opened up to her about the business and the books. And so she's showing Christy, Christy was probably kind of cut out from a lot of that. And Galena's like, no, come here. I show you books. She's like, we're friends now.
So Galena's given her business. Christy's whole thing was that, her whole thing was like, oh, I'm a powerful entrepreneur. I start my own business. And it's way more successful than Steven's. And then ever since then, all we do is see her lurking around, bringing, plastic, autumnal leaves to places. Did she retire? Did she sell her business or whatever? Because now her whole thing is that, Masha doesn't care about the family, but Galena is the one who actually cares about the family. Yeah, she screwed me over, but she cares about this family so much. I mean, she went to the car wash opening. Do you even remember? She worked so hard. She was at the car wash. She was putting soap in the buckets. That way they could get the suds ready to wash them windshields. And Masha doesn't give a shit. So that's all that.
Well, she was bringing up the car wash. She was bringing up the car wash because she's mad that Masha showed up at the car wash opening. She's like, that girl, that Masha. I mean, she knew how hard Galena worked and she showed up to that car wash opening. That was just to make Galena crazy. So I think she does still have her own business, but she's looking at this as like, this is my boys and I need to make sure that, and she also knows that they could all go to prison soon. You've read, right, that the other boys are in trouble too, but not Steve. It's just Cole and Jesse apparently got a lot of land and stuff transferred into their name, possibly illegally, and they're going to be going to trial, according to the internet, in 2027, in March 2027. So Christy just wants to know what's going on, and she's been shut out of this shit forever until Galena was like, okay, we can be friends, you can look at books, and she's like, I'm on Galena's side now.
Yeah, I can't believe Cole and Jesse got up to shady business, especially after last week. Somehow our house wound up with under the McBee family farm's name. So
yeah, Steven, shocking, especially when they're like, Daddy, we can do nothing without Daddy. Meanwhile, Daddy's setting them all up to go to prison. He's like camouflaging assets and stuff through his own children. Shocker. Allegedly.
So Steven and Allie are outside. They're walking around and Steven's like,
I'm going to be honest. I think you are seeing a very good side of me. And I think that you are bringing out a good side of me.
And she's like, oh, I've been very pleasantly surprised. Getting to know you and being on TV with you has been really fun. And we really align on a lot of things, like you getting me on TV. And I honestly just can't believe it.
We got chemistry, right? We got chemistry.
She's like, we do. We have so much chemistry.
He's like, right? Got so much chemistry.
Just keep telling each other that. So he says things couldn't have gone better with her meeting the family. And she's just fitting so well. And so then we go, we're back at the farm. And she's like, my mom texted me this morning and was like, how's the chemistry? And I was like,
That's what I like to hear.
When I date someone, I want them to like care about my family as much as I do. So for me, seeing Steven feel the same way about his was like really special. And it really made me see him in a different light. And it's like in a great light. And like it sped up our relationship because of it. You know, also being on TV really sped it up fast. I'm ready for the ring.
So he's telling her, you know, his dad's situation made him realize that he's getting older. He's 31 now. And isn't it crazy that he's 31? I thought he was older.
Yeah.
I don't really have age like vision where I look at someone and can guess their age. I just assumed he was. But he's like, yeah, you know, I mean, I've just done everything, pouring myself into these businesses. But now maybe it's time to let somebody else do the stuff and I can go have a real life. And it's like, well, you've already been doing that. Cole's more trustworthy with the business than you. That's sad.
Yeah.
So he's basically like, I need to give Cole more credit, which is crazy because I never thought I would see that day, but he's admitting like Cole has made really big deals. And he's like, I just always thought, you know, Cole was just an idiot doing stupid drunken things. And we see Cole beating up a hill. He's like, yeah. I'm so mad at dirt.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Now we see Cole reading something and mumbling, which is also how he reads, I think. He's like,
today I'm meeting with a potential buyer today for the HQ. It's really the only option that we have to get this off and pay it off everything that we need to pay off right now.
So this guy named John comes and meets Cole. And
I'm sorry, did you mean Mr. Billings?
Dr. Billings.
Dr. Billings.
He has a medical degree in the field of billing.
A medical degree in corn. I'm Dr. Billings.
So Cole is now going to give this man a tour of the facilities and in an effort to make some sort of $30 million deal.
And it's pretty funny because it is very cold. The guy's like, so how big are the silos?
Well, they're silos.
But how big are they?
Big.
Do you have like a number of gallons?
Gallons are for pools.
I don't understand gallons. I measure things in terms of boxes of Cheerios, and I think you could get like about 40,000 boxes of Cheerios in that thing, you know, if you pour the stuff out.
I can tell you what, I got a hat that's 10 gallons.
He's like, okay. Where does the cattle go?
In a barn.
Where's the barn?
We're talking about silos.
Doesn't this include a barn?
Hold on, let me look at the papers.
Like doesn't know the answer to the questions. I was cracking up, and it's intercutting with Stephen being like, I really need to trust Cole more.
Cole, the smartest guy in the world now. And then it cuts to Cole being like, hold on, let me show you the swimming pool. Oh, I forgot, we don't got a swimming pool here. Never mind.
How many bushes are in a bushel again? I'm sorry, I just can't remember right now. So then we go back to Stephen's, and he's talking about telling Allie. He's like, yeah, Cole's meeting with a guy that's interested in buying one of our grain bins in the office. And Allie's like, is that good or bad? Should I be trying to be that guy's wife instead? She's like, no, it's good. But it's just a him up there. And he's like obviously not with like my dad or Jesse. And I don't think that like he should meet with him alone. I get a little scared of Cole talking to professionals on our behalf.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to go up there. He needs to see me. And she's like, didn't you just say you need to trust Cole more? Come on, honey.
He's like, you're right.
So now we go over to the fulfillment center. For those of you who were like, oh my God, we have not been at the fulfillment center enough. We go back and Casey is now going to be selling, or not, she already is selling beef tallow products. This is the beef tallow we saw earlier. And she's literally making it sound like she goes and squeezes the tallow out of the cows themselves and then adds a bunch of stuff to it. And whoop, there you go. They got a product and she's selling it. And this could change their whole life. By the way, Mama, would you go drop some stuff over at Masha's house for me? And she's like, oh no, I didn't want to talk to Masha. What a conundrum.
Oh no. No, please. I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm sure no one will be at the lodge. The lodge. The lodge. So yeah, because Casey is because since Christy's going back to the city, big city life, she's like, can you just drop these steaks off? Because they get a phone call. It's like, hey, we're gonna have steaks tonight. You wanna come? So she's gotta drop steaks off at the lodge. Who knows what might happen if she does that.
So they go to the, she goes to the lodge, and of course Masha's there, and she's like, oh my God, Masha's here. Oh no, Masha, I just came here to drop off steaks. And she's like, that is fine.
And so Christy like goes around like the long way to the kitchen, trying not to talk to Masha. And then Masha's just right there in her face, like, can we talk?
She's like, oh God damn it. So Masha's like, I want to talk about the issues we've been having. She's like, you and Steve, you know what? I don't got a dog in this fight, okay? You don't have to worry about me with Steve.
And she's like, I'm not worried.
She goes, oh, well, I think you are. I think you are.
Do you possibly have chicken in fight? Because if you do, there's something you should know. Galina is very dangerous.
Do you have ginger in fight? Do you have ginger in fight?
I'm just dropping off steaks. Don't mind me.
She's like, You know that I care about the boys, you know, Paul, Simon, and Grant. They're like my own children.
You do not. And the problem I have with you is you don't care about my boys, okay? And I don't want to hear you talk about it because you don't. And a little performance you made at the St. Joe car wash opening, okay?
Isn't St. Joseph the saint of lost things? I have to look that up.
You're asking definitely the wrong person. But
how could you make a scene at one of the most important social events of the season? An opening of a car wash.
Oh, no. St. Joe is the patron saint of workers, fathers, families, and the universal church.
A car wash is the best way to celebrate that.
Yeah.
So.
She's telling her off about the car wash thing, and she's like, I've heard about it. My boys told me about it. And she's like, I did not know that Galina was even going to be at the car wash. And she's like, oh, well, Galina made that car wash. Okay, it was going to be called the St. Galina car wash, but she said, no, please call it after St. Joe. I just can't. Galina's a good person. She won't have it called St. Galina. That's what a good person. She said, Christy, you should name this car wash Christy's Boys. All of them have penises and are beyond sin. I say thank you, Galina.
Sin.
Do you know how embarrassing it is to make a scene while a Honda Civic is getting its undercarriage waxed?
So
tell me about it.
she's like, so you had no idea Galina was gonna be like, no, I had no idea, you know. She's like, well, Steve said he never invited you to the car wash. And I'm just going to let you know that you're not allowed at the car wash. Because, well, yeah, you know Steve. You know how he is. Saying one thing about car washes, then meaning another thing about car washes. You know, in Russia, we have a saying which goes like this. Never trust a man about the things he says about car washes.
Listen, in Russia, we say, you can wash a car, but you cannot car wash.
Teach a man to wash a car, he washes a car. Teach a man to wash a car again, and then you're invited to all car washes. I think that's pretty universal.
And Christy's like, well, I don't have to accept Steve's girlfriends just because they're Steve's girlfriends. And that's it, okay?
And so Masha...
Wait. Cut to next episode. Christy's going to be like,
well, I've decided I'm going to accept Steve's girlfriend because Steve, she's important to Steve. Steve's important to my boys. And my boys are important to me, so I accept her.
You know it's going to be something like that.
Yeah, probably.
So she's telling Masha she doesn't want this stress of Masha's drama. And Masha's like, I don't want drama. What are you talking about? All I want is Halloween party. So Chrissy's like, whatever. Okay, fine. Bye. So now we go to Jesse's wife, Allie, and Casey driving. And Steven calls them and is like, what do you think of Allie? I'm going to marry her probably tomorrow. What do you think of that? They're like, Jesus, you've known her for 2 seconds. And, hey, I have been talking to her every day for 2 weeks. How dare you?
Casey's like, I like her more than that cool hairbrush I found in Colorado. Casey, are you still brushing your hair with a pine cone? Oh, yeah.
And they're like, dude, this is too fast. He's like, oh, really? Casey, I think maybe you're just a little jealous because Cole's been with you 7 years and still won't marry you. She's like, damn.
Oh.
But then it does turn into that because then Casey's like, but wait, now that I think about it, Cole still isn't married to me after 7 years and a baby. I better talk to Cole about this.
Yeah. So Casey's like not happy with that. And so then we go back to HQ and Cole walks into the kitchen and there's Galena and Jake and Jesse. And Cole's like, well, I got some crazy news. The combine drove off the road again.
What?
Oh, no, not that. I just heard from the title office. And guess what? They're calling it Avengers 5. More Avengers. That's it. It came from the title office. They named it that. No, you went to the wrong title office. Oh, hold on 1 second. Hey, I got back from the other title office. Guess what? The office is closing.
The title office?
No, our office is closing. We're closing the deal.
I sold the deal, y'all. In one episode, I showed the farm, had no information about the farm, and closed a deal on the farm.
It's like, wow, it was super fast, Cole. Good for you.
He's like, yeah. Everybody needs to stop doubting me and stuff. Galena's like, oh my God, I look around this kitchen. There has been so much cooked, so many chickens put into dishwashers.
Like this sentimental moment where we're saying goodbye to this generic office. It's like, oh God, over there is where we had the nature's best granola bars that crumble over everyone. Oh no, remember over there, that's where we had stack of styrofoam cup to drink water out of. I'll never forget this place.
My first office was little hole in the wall where I had mice in drawers, literally.
Like, you had mice in your drawers? You probably kidnapped those mice from somebody that you didn't like who owned mice.
It's just heartbreaking. I know it was. Those were Masha's mice.
Yeah. It's like whoever she was mad at back then had mice and she just kidnapped them.
I pulled in drawer. So then they're talking about how sad this is. And we see flashbacks to, I don't know, like a year ago. And they're talking about how much money is tied up in all of this. And God, they better get those car washes because this was just a $3 to $4 million investment, but the car washes were a $40 million investment.
Oh my God. Oh, how many Mr. Coffees have to be repossessed, you know, before this nightmare is over? I mean, God, offices closing, chickens going free. It's terrible. It's terrible what's happening to the McBees right now.
Seriously. And they're upset because Steven's not even there. And they're like, well, he's just probably taking a walk or so with Allie.
And they're like, oh, Steven doesn't care about nothing. So then
to Cole telling it to Steven. He's like, got some crazy news. They signed it. It's over. It's closing. Your swivel chair. It's gone. It's gone.
And Steven's like,
wow, Cole, good job, Cole. Hey, want to say hi to Allie? Look, just taking a walk with Allie.
Jeez, Steven not even pretending to care.
Yeah,
not even. So then Galena, they have to be out of there in a month. And they're like, oh my God, a month. So meanwhile, now it's time to decorate for Galena's Halloween party.
Halloween is one of my favorite holidays.
We figured.
I started doing the Halloween party years and years ago, and it just kind of became a tradition. And this party is going to be bittersweet because we just sold an office. So, yes, everyone, enjoy it. The last Halloween where we have access to plenty of pencils. Okay, everyone.
It will be hard doing this party without office. Next time we will have to do in car wash.
I will be sad that we will not be able to have the spooky sight of stacks of paper from Staples nearby. Sad Halloween indeed.
We have to be careful where we put the Bob for apples, because you will step over one point and you start getting sprayed with soap.
So, they're setting
next year's up. Halloween party. It's like, welcome to
just in the car wash. that would be freaky. The big thing, the vacuum that comes down. Things like whipping your face. So they're putting all these like bloody hand and footprints on the wall. I'm like, why is there a bloody footprint on the wall? Was there like a zombie that's like, I'm going to karate kick this wall down right now? So they are making it all nice. And Casey's like, do you think any triggers will show up, like a certain person named Masha?
And it's like, oh, she better not. She's not invited. I will kill her fucking face off if she comes here. It's like, surely she won't. Didn't you hear about the dinner we had? We was having a family dinner, and then Christy was over at the lodge with all of us, and Masha like stormed in. She's like, what? Like completely out of blue? What?
Masha is very threatened by Christy, and I think she has access to cameras at the lodge, and I think that she uses them, and she knows when Christy's over there, and so she will go over during a family dinner, and she shows up,
like, probably, but also, like, I feel like you guys have your family dinner every Sunday at a certain time, and so she knows when to show up, but I don't know, I'm just thinking out loud.
Oh, no, Masha totally has, I think they're totally right that Masha's sitting there on the camera, is like, oh, I will go over now and see how they enjoy their dinner now. Hello, it's me, Masha. 100 Yeah. So Galina's like, what is fucking wrong with her brain? And she's like, it's the cameras at the lodge. And she's like, oh, she has access to cameras? That's crazy. She's like, yeah, surely you won't do nothing with that information I just gave you. Bye.
So now we go to Cole and Casey's house, and Jake and his lady Tegan show up. And Jake is like, guess what? Crazy Galena's back. So guess what? Stretch sent me this. I don't know who Stretch is, but they have someone on this farm named Stretch, which totally tracks. Look at this.
So they're all watching a video on this phone, and they're like, who does that look like? And it's Galena. And they're like, what did she just grab? Hold on. Wait. And Cole's like, is this a scary movie? Then we look at the video, and it's Galena wearing a hoodie, like a black hoodie, but not covering her face at all. Like, her little blonde pigtails are sticking out of this hoodie. And she goes into the garage, and she gets a shovel, and she comes up to the cameras and stares straight into the cameras and just starts knocking all the cameras down. Galena, we see your face. You're looking into a camera, Galena.
I know. It's not the most discreet vandalism.
I hope they don't see my hair.
Hopefully nothing is recording me while I destroy the thing that's recording me.
So they don't know that Casey has told her about all these cameras. So, and also the last scene with Casey, when Casey's like, uh-oh, hope nothing goes wrong now that I've told you this. And Galena goes, I'll be right back. Just make it look like Galena goes straight from the scene to getting a camera and knocking, or getting a shovel and knocking everything down.
Galena is very smooth when she commits crimes. Someone gives her a motive. She goes, excuse me. And then she just leaves and then comes back, like, either like bloodied or like her hair is disheveled. Like, no, you were saying. So Cole's like, Galena, I don't know what she's doing and I don't know what's going on, but I think she's having another mental breakdown. So... Like, you think.
Yeah, like, Galena's crazy. Thank God for Galena. You people would not have a show. Do you understand? Every time Galena comes on, I'm like, yes! When she picked up that shovel, I was like, oh my God. Thank God for you, the wind beneath my wings. You're all I need in my life. So now we go to the annual McBee Halloween party. Steven and Allie are dressed like a cowboy and a cowgirl. Wow. Wow. Don't you wear that costume enough to be on TV?
That is, like, the laziest costume for these people of all time.
Now, I also think this Halloween party is funny because it's just the same people who always hang out with each other, but they just dress up in costumes. And then the costumes are just like what they wear to work. So this is a good metaphor for this show. Brayden's there and he's wearing a black and white mask. So there's that. So everyone's showing up in stupid outfits. A lot of cow print. A lot of people are dressed up as cowboys. I really don't understand this as a Halloween theme, but like, fine. So they're all there in this, it's just a big empty house with them all just standing around in it.
Then they start doing the slow-mo intros where they're like, ooh, it's Galena. She's like, ooh, look, it is Galena. Look, it's Mrs. McBee. She's like, it is Mrs. McBee. Okay, guys, we get it.
Yeah.
So then Masha makes her entrance. Like, it's Masha. And they're like, oh my God, Masha's here, everybody. Masha's here. Guess who decides to show up in, of course, cowboy hat. Can you get any more fake?
I'm like, the answer is everyone, apparently, because everyone showed up in a cowboy hat. It has their costume, but it's Masha. And Galena's totally pissed off. She's like, I can't believe she had the fucking balls just to show up here. By the way, they're like, again, there's like 12 people at this party, but they're doing a lot of shaky camera work and tight shots to make it look like it's like a really happening and active party, but it's not. So they're like, oh my God, Masha's here. Masha, who invited her? How did she know that she was supposed to come? And so Steven says that maybe their dad invited her, which is a strange thing since the dad's not even there.
The dad is totally like this, though. The dad would do this, but we all know production did it. Everybody.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
It was production. But we saw last year the group trip where Masha shows up and the dad's like, whoops, sorry, told her. You know, come on. The dad's so messy. And I think it's killing the dad not to be on camera because he's like sending Masha everywhere. But also, you know, probably production. So it's just a bunch of people like, oh my God, it's Masha. And Galena slowly working herself up like, to this fucking bitch, I'm going to kill her. Seems like, you need to stay calm now. Remember, you are new Masha. You are new Galena. We are going to stay calm. She was not invited.
Is it possible Masha is like one of those bomb diffusing robots? Like, she's not even a human. She's just a robot that like Steven Sr. Is just controlling with a remote control, like in like a barn somewhere. And like, he's just like watching through her eyes. And she's just like answering, like he's just speaking through a microphone and making her mouth talk like Five Nights at Freddy's character.
You sound like that Sincere from Love Island when he's talking about how he can't be blamed for like kissing another girl. He's like, you know, it's like when there's a bomb and then like you have to like cut a wire and you don't know what wire to cut. So what does that have to do with you making out with multiple people? They're all wires like on a bomb.
When you have like some really good vanilla ice cream, but then you want to try the pistachio ice cream and like you like the pistachio ice cream.
I really like chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream. That's my favorite.
Cookie dough.
But I never had pistachio before. So I tried the pistachio, but I really want my chocolate chip cookie dough.
Like, there's nothing wrong with that. Or, like, if you see, like, a beautiful rose and you pick the rose, and then you see another flower and it's, like, really pretty and you pick it too, like, why can't you have both flowers?
Oh, my God. Idiot. So, now, Galena is just, we see them showing, like, everybody's passing around this footage of Galena knocking out cameras. And everyone's like, what is she doing? And Jake says, well, obviously, Masha would know about her party because she watches every fucking camera. And so they're like, oh my God. And Allie, the new Allie, is like, there's a lot that's like normalized. Something is not normal. I mean, I guess it's normal to them. Like, you didn't watch every episode of this show before you showed up here. Not buying it.
Yeah. So then Cole is like, hey, Galena, have you heard what she's doing now? She told my dad that he either needs to get her a ring by the time he goes to jail or they need to be done. And Galena's like, I will laugh through the pain, laughing through the pain. And he's like, no, I'm not joking. She's like, oh, wow. Calm down, Galena. Keep it calm, Galena. Stay calm. New Galena.
This cast is as subtle as Heather Gay. I mean, they're literally just all taking turns to go to Galena. Like, hey, Galena. Did you hear about what Masha did? Okay, well, did you hear she was at that dinner? Well, did you hear Masha did this? Did you hear Masha did that? And like, they get Galena and they're just like, come on, Galena, please do something on this show. We've got nothing. And finally, yeah, they work her ass up. But it takes her a while. I was proud of little Galena because she could have gone there first thing. And it took her like an hour and a half and a few shots before she went in.
Yeah. So there's like a girls' table, and Allie and Masha and Tegan and other Allie are all talking. Masha's like, girl talk, am I right? Hey, girlfriends. And, you know, Tegan, they're just making talk about rings and everything. And Masha's like, oh, look, she's so ready. Tegan's so ready to get married. You guys have been together so many years, right, girlfriend? Just one of the girls.
Allie's like, well, I mean, I heard somebody else was ready for a ring. And she's like, well, of course, like, obviously, he's going to be gone, you know, in a month. We was just kind of talking about it, you know, the situation. And Allie's like, well, do you have to be married to, like, go see him in prison? She goes, oh, very good point. I write down to tell Steve.
Allie's like, I don't think anyone is close with Masha, and I don't talk to her unless I see her, so there's like no reaching out to me to be like, you know, whatever. But Galena, she checks on me every week. How's summer? Send me pictures of summer. What's life like at the big city? You know, but it's like crickets on Masha's side. She doesn't even want to know what my city life is like, getting manis and pedis over at the local city nail salon. I just don't think that Masha understands that she doesn't really have a relationship with Steve unless she has a relationship with us, but that's her fault.
Yeah, so they all hate Masha, but they're still pumping her for information and trying to get her to fight with Galena. So they're like, well, I mean, maybe you do need a ring. Like, how long have you been together? It's like 2 years, but it was never kind of normal relationship, you know, because we've always had crazy ex-lady over there being crazy. And Ellie's like, who's the ex? And Galena, duh. She's like, oh, right, got it. Never seen this show.
Yeah, I have no idea. So Masha's like, she literally made up the whole story that we were like best friends, and I wasn't best friends. It's a little bit creepy because every time I look around, I can see Galena's eyes staring right at me, like doll of Chucky, bride of Chucky, something of very beautiful, better Russian of Chucky, you know? And I feel like moment she can just snap and do something crazy. I'm like, yeah, she's staring at you because there's 8 people at this party and you guys represent like 25% of the attendees.
This is so funny, though, because she's like, I can feel her staring at me. And then they cut to Galena standing right behind her over her shoulder, like with a killer look, like, you will die. Irina, the daughter, Galena's daughter, is like, do not drink, mother. She's like, I will be fine. I promise. Give me another shot. And so she's shooting and she goes, if I'm in prison, Steven will pick me up. I am kidding.
And Allie is like, I'm just so confused. New Allie. It's like, I'm just so confused. There's so much that I'm learning so quickly because I haven't watched this on television. I didn't realize the last time Galena and Masha saw each other was the Halloween party last year. Why is no one freaking out? Why is no one else concerned?
So then we go to another thing we're all fascinated by. Cole and Casey getting married. So Steven is like, yeah, I really like this girl, Allie. She's just so great. I'm going to marry her. Cole's like, well, I think it's a little quick. And he's like, ain't you jealous just because you ain't married yet? It's been 7 years for you. And he's like, okay, then give me a week because Casey's going to get mad at me if you get married first. So if you give me a week, then maybe I can maybe propose to Casey or something. Oh, my God. The show is just so fucking romantic. Like, I know, wow, right? I wouldn't marry you for 7 years, not even after you had my child. But now that it's a competition with my brother, I'll do it. Let's beat him.
Oof. Yeah, it's like, well, okay, fine. Yes. I will put off my love bombing for 1 week, but you only have 1 week and then I get back to the love bomb.
But I'm telling you, better not be quicker than that because in 6 weeks I got to call her a slut and a whore. Right?
I'm on a schedule here. You are the most pessimistic person about engagements. So yeah, it's crazy. So then Casey walks by and says, is that Uncle Jimmy? And it's not. Anyway, there's just like, they're milling about at this party, doing things, whatever. Masha goes up to Tessa. This is Tessa's big moment. And Tessa's like, oh, hey there. Nice to see you. Just
Tessa in a big gray wig, which is hilarious. She's like, who is she? Like Bo Peep or something. I don't know.
I don't, it was so funny. It looked like a nun or I don't remember what it was.
So funny.
She's like, I was going to dress up like the Dribbledore, but they were out of those at the Spirit Halloween store.
Hello, Tessa. Chuck, weren't you show up there, little girl?
Chuck, when? I was here. What do you mean? I'm Masha. I'm always present.
Chuck, okay, now listen here. Don't you go triggering Galena or nothing, because Galena crazy, okay? I want to see Galena go crazy or kill anybody or stab you to death. She'll do it, too. Do not trigger. Okay, cheers. To girls. To girls not triggering Galena, am I right?
Yeah.
Let's just protect the boys.
Luckily, Galena's in a better place. She's not going to go and confront you or anything. It's like, hello, I'm here to confront her. Okay, never mind. Bye there.
I think this was the last straw. Like, oh, now you are talking to Tessa? Tessa? So she comes over. She's like, what are you doing here, you fucking whore bag?
And Masha's like, no, what? Huh? She's like, my blood, when I see her, my blood starts boiling. And I'm like, breathe, Galena, breathe. Walk away, breathe. But unfortunately, I suffocate and I cannot breathe. So I confront her. It's my party. Don't ever fucking show up at my very small Halloween party where everyone dresses like the way they work.
It is my party. I murder whores if I want to. Famous song. You don't come to my party not invited, whorehead. Okay, listen here. Trick or whore. I guess it is whore.
She's like, Selena's like, you're so fucking delusional.
No, you are delusional. Please don't fucking show up at any of my parties, whore. Whore crasher.
And that's where it ends.
Whore crasher. Now Galena's gonna murder Masha.
What's gonna happen at the Halloween party? We'll wait to find out next week to see what drama happens. I'm gonna predict Masha will leave, but maybe something else will happen. We'll find out next week.
Who knows, really? But can't wait to find out. All right, everybody, thanks so much for being here. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
She Answered the Call. It's Adia Paul.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Our Way is the Amber Way.
It's The Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put Your Hands Together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the Right Foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We Never Miss Her Call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big Yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll Never Hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
It's No BS, we love Hugo E.S.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Come again? We're obsessed with Margaret O'Halloran.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Gather round for the lore of Michelle Moore.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a Spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's Share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's Get Real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher. Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
Have a kebab with K Rob.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's Get Savage with Laura Wildman.
In the Study with a Candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're Ride or Die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a Whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always Killing It, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger That, it's Marlis Rogers.
The Incredible Edible Matthews Sisters.
She Eases Our Woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
She's the Lady of the House, it's Rachel Sharouse.
There's a Chance of Meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's Our Princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the Queen Bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We Cannot Tell a Lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, Out of a Cannon, Anthony.
Please Don't Stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's Take Off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a Pose, it's
Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.